Welcome to today's episode of Barbecue Sauce. I'm your host, Caleb Smith. Before we get to the show, let's just go over the latest news.
The latest news with Caleb Smith.
So the latest news, you got the NBA Bubble Finals, Heat and Lakers. The Heat taking on the Lakers in the NBA Finals. The Heat have been on fire this these playoffs. They were able to take down the Pacers, Bucks, and the Heat. No, take down the Pacers, Bucks, and the Celtics, which were three teams that were should have been... Well, I shouldn't say the Pacers, but the Bucks and the Celtics were definitely title contenders. So, Heat versus Lakers. The Lakers are up in the series 2-0 as of Saturday, October 3rd. I think the Lakers will be able to sweep the Heat pretty easily, and LeBron James will get his... We'll get another NBA title. Tampa Bay Lightning have won the Stanley Cup. It was a good, it was a great series. I went up and down about my feelings about the Lightning. I was like, "Ooh, the Lightning are good," and then, nope, the Stars are gonna win the series. But the Lightning do end up winning. They're a good team. But this was a good series as well. And then, capping it off with. MLB playoffs. This has been a crazy year already, but the MLB playoffs have been going steady so far. The biggest shocker to all of America's baseball fans is, or all the world's baseball fans, is that the Miami Marlins beat the Chicago Cubs. It didn't even take them three games, it took them two. So the Marlins, I'm not sure if they're a contending team, but so far, so good. So, there is the latest news. Now it's time to get to the show. The NFL, these are my first 2 weeks' takeaways. Number one, Stefanski does fit Cleveland. I wrote down doesn't, but then I was watching more on this team, the former Vikings offensive coordinator. They're giving the ball to Chubb more. They're utilizing Chubb. Freddie Kitchens, I had Baker throw 45 times. Baker can't do that. He's been having Baker at least throw 30 to 25 passes, which is about right for him, and he's been able to keep Baker under control. The first week was a little bit of a panic moment, but Baker Mayfield's been steady ever since that with Kevin Stefanski. Number two, I put Josh Allen will win a playoff game. As of the first 2 weeks, Josh Allen had 729 yards with 6 touchdowns and no interceptions. Josh Allen, you've probably heard it all over. He's the younger Ben Roethlisberger, although Josh Allen can scramble. None of us expected this from Josh Allen, especially this young in his career. He's already playing like a superstar, but I'll guarantee you that the Buffalo Bills do win a playoff game. And bringing in Stephon Diggs has really helped Josh Allen. You got Josh Allen a weapon. You got great coaching in Sean McDermott. So this Bills team, maybe 12-4, 13-3 sounds about right. Vikings won't get better. This is what I put down for my third takeaway. Kirk Cousins is old. This is not the quarterback that's going to bring them to a Super Bowl. They started off 0-3. Of course, this game, well, it's not Sunday anymore because it's postponed. But Kirk Cousins, I mean, they really haven't had any brutal teams. They haven't been able to win just at all this year. So expect like a 7-9, 8-8 record. Joe Judge won't fit the Giants. Already lost Saquon. He has a battle line. He tries to be like Tom Coughlin, but it doesn't work. It hasn't been working for the Giants so far. They haven't been playing that well. So, Tom Coughlin and Joe Judge just tries to be like Tom Coughlin too much. You cannot be like him. You got to be like yourself. I mean, I see where Joe Judge is coming from, but Joe Judge isn't going to be the future coach, or in my opinion, should not be the future coach to bring this Giants team to a Super Bowl. Nick Foles is in. Nick Foles takes over Mitch Trubisky. Mitch Trubisky, with the first 2 weeks, 432 yards, 5 TDs, and 2 interceptions. I have a feeling that Nagy wanted Foles in this whole time, but Ryan Pace would not let him in. So, Nick Foles, he played really solid. He should have had 5 touchdown passes with no interceptions. One of them was a controversial call, and then the other one, it was just a drop ball. But he should have had 5 touchdown passes. They play the Colts this week. This is going to be a game I'm especially keeping my eye on. Next, I put fire Adam Gase. Adam Gase is not a good coach. He ruined Ryan Tannehill. Tannehill went over to a solid team. He starts winning games there. Sam Darnold, he's basically he hasn't completely ruined it, but is ruining Sam Darnold's career. Sam Darnold needs to get out there if they're not going to fire Gase. Adam Gase has a coaching record for the Jets, 7-11. But this will get worse. What's probably kept him the job last year was that 6-2 run that the Jets made. As their Jets started like 2-7. So that's what kept Gase alive. And then if you saw this previous Thursday, Sam Darnold's a good ball player. This man can throw a good ball. You could see the mobility out of him. I like Sam Darnold, but if they're not going to fire Gase, you need to get Darnold out of there. Then finally, this is my last takeaway. Stafford can't do it all. They should have beat the Bears. They did end up beating the Cardinals. I mean, this team really should be like 3-0 right now. It's crazy to hear, but Matt Stafford is so underrated. He is such a bad coach, and Matt Patricia. Their offense is solid. Their running back core. I don't know what they're doing there. I see what they're doing with DeAndre Swift, but you got Adrian Peterson back there. So what are they going to do with DeAndre Swift? Are they going to take away time from Swift, or is Peterson just to help DeAndre Swift mentor? So there's my NFL takeaways. Now, you've heard it probably before on the show, pretenders are contenders, but this one is MLB edition. So here we go. I put the Marlins. They've already beaten the Cubs in the NLDS. They're pretenders, though. They're not getting past the Braves. They're still too young. They had a solid season this year, but they're still way too young to even think about advancing to the next round. Blue Jays are pretenders. There's still not enough talent. I like them bringing in Jin Ryu. He's been an impeccable player for them. He's been one of the best pitchers. The ERA may not show it, but if you've been watching this guy, he's definitely been the right pickup for the Blue Jays. They got lucky. The other thing is, it was only a 60-game season. If it was a 162-game season, the Blue Jays would not have been close to that playoff spot. Then the Rays, I put contenders. This team is scary good. Blake Snell is great. The only thing that concerns me with Blake Snell is that he doesn't get deep in games. He's got to work on not throwing so many pitches in one inning. But Blake Snell still continues his greatness. Tyler Glanzo might win the Cy Young in the AL. He's been pitching great. The pitching is going to carry them to a title reign. I like the batting, though. I mean, I think them bringing in Hunter Renfrow, he's been on fire lately. So the Rays could possibly, I think, if this team actually puts their mind to a World Series title, they'll get there. But this Rays team could be scary. The Dodgers, they're contenders. Mookie Betts was great. In only 60 games, he had 16 home runs, 39 RBIs. His OPS was .927, and his batting average was .292. So there you go. Mookie Betts has been good. The thing that does scare me, though, is that Bellinger kind of had a drop-off. He still had 12 home runs, which is good, 30 RBIs. The thing that scares me is the OPS. It was 83rd at a .789. But Cody Bellinger, I think it was just an off year. Don't get panicky, Dodgers fans. It's just been an off year. And plus, Cody Bellinger steps up big time in playoffs. And then, speaking of stepping up big, Will Smith stepped up huge this season. I was not expecting Will Smith to go into the season and be as productive as he was. So, Will Smith is the future. Is one of the many of the future faces for this Dodgers team. Man, people are going to hate me for this one. The Houston Astros are contenders. Alex Bregman did struggle, but if you see this playoff, if you see playoff Alex Bregman, he's unstoppable. He's one of the best players in the playoffs. Altuve's going to struggle, I feel like. I think he's going to have more of a chip on his back to see, oh, can Altuve actually win a World Series without cheating? So I think he might struggle, but Zach Greinke's been good. He's going to have to step it up a little bit, but Zach Greinke's had a good year so far. So these Astros can be contenders. They have George Springer, Alex Bregman, Michael Brantley. This team is good. Don't think that they, because they aren't cheating anymore, doesn't mean they're good. They still have a, like, basic, maybe most of that lineup is an all-star team lineup. The Twins are contenders. Nelson Cruz, 16 home runs, RBI 33, OPS .992. He'll step up big time. This has been a great pickup for them. Nelson Cruz, he's getting up there in age, but still, if it's not broken, don't fix it. So, Nelson Cruz, I see a solid 3 or 4 more years in him. He's been pretty solid. The pitching is gonna step up big time. If they think of winning the World Series, this pitching's gotta do better. They already have a good solid ace, but the pitching, I feel like, is gonna know what they need to do and step up big. The final one. The people are going to disagree. This is not me, especially being a Mets fan. This is the New York Yankees. I put pretenders. I'm just not feeling it this year. They always get hyped up so much every time in the playoffs, and they never connect. Gerrit Cole did struggle for as much money as they're paying them, though. His ERA was 2.84, 99 strikeouts, and a whip of .96. So he's got to step up. Gerrit Cole's a solid pitcher in the playoffs, so Aaron Judge will be good, but Stanton is not. Only 4 home runs and 11 RBIs. Aaron Boone does not like to play him, but still, Giancarlo Stanton, this has not been a good move. The Yankees bring him over from the Marlins. So, and then my final one, I put the Indians. I'm just not a big fan of the Indians at all. I put pretenders. Francisco Lindor, I'm not a big fan of him. So, the Indians are definitely pretenders, in my opinion. So, the NBA, Doc Rivers does get signed by the 76ers. This is not where I want to be for him. He has to deal with Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid. You got to get Tobias Harris out there. You can get good. I mean, just trade him for like a few picks. You'll be able to get a few second-round picks if you trade Tobias Harris. But Doc Rivers, his coaching record, 943 wins with 681 losses. Lost in the Western Conference Finals to the Nuggets. They blew a 3-1 lead. People were saying Doc Rivers is an overrated coach. I'm with that, but if he's being put into the situation that the Philadelphia 76ers are in, this is not good for him. The 76ers are expected to win. I had Doc Rivers, if I were him, should not have taken. I mean, the Thunder should have offered him something. The Thunder are a super young team. This would be a great coach for them to learn from. They're not expecting a finals appearance. They should make the playoffs. I mean, we saw what they did. But still, I mean, Doc Rivers. Let me just explain. The situation that Doc Rivers is coming in is they just got done firing. They got done firing Brett Brown. The 76ers got beaten badly in that first round against the Celtics. So Doc Rivers is coming into a bad situation. Philadelphia is expected to win right away. I mean, Doc Rivers can win, but look at the team. He had that Boston Celtics team. They weren't able to win a title, and he had this Clippers team with Kawhi and Paul George. But you cannot put all the blame on Doc Rivers. I mean, this Clippers team does not look like they want to win at all. They show no oomph into their games. When I've been watching the Clippers, the regular season, they looked really good. Watching them from opening day and on Christmas, they looked good. But when this bubble just hit, they just didn't seem like they were interested in it at all. Paul George was a disappointment in the playoffs. He has to step up better. I think this might have been like a coaching issue, like I said, with Doc Rivers. They have Kawhi as well. Kawhi had a chip on his shoulder. Don't give all the blame to Kawhi. The situation that Doc Rivers is going to be in is not a good situation. But I expect the 76ers, I think they should trade away Ben Simmons. If his jumper is good, he's unstoppable. He's kind of like Magic Johnson, but certainly not as good. Magic Johnson could shoot, Ben Simmons can't. Joel Embiid, I think they're wasting time with him with Ben Simmons. They need to give Embiid the spotlight. It's time to ship Simmons away. You can get a star player. And another thing that I thought the 76ers are a talented team. Matisse Thybulle was outstanding last year on the defensive side. Joel Embiid's a good player. Simmons wasn't even that bad. It's just that he can't shoot. The 76ers team needs more shooters. I mean, they should never have gotten rid of Trey Burke. Look how good he did for Dallas in the bubble. So the 76ers, I mean, at best, they finished out third in the Eastern Conference, and at worst, they're... I mean, this team either is going to be solid, like a third or fourth seed spot, or they're not going to make the playoffs. I don't know where the 76ers team is going. I need to watch a few games, then I'll be able to make my prediction. So then, you've got Doc Rivers is a good coach. Don't get me wrong about that. The Thunder was a better fit, but he does get sent to the Philadelphia 76ers, so we'll be able to see what he does there. On to the NHL. This was a thing that came across my mind. Did the Lightning really... did the Lightning have the talent to win that, or was that just pure luck because of the season shutting down? But first, into some stats. Brayden Point, he stepped up big time these past 2 years. 14 goals in the postseason. Had 19 assists, 64 points, and his plus-minus was 28. He stepped up huge. He wasn't the only player that stepped up huge, but he's one of the many players for the Lightning stepped up huge during this playoff run for the Lightning. You got Nikita Kucherov, 7 goals, 27 assists. He had 34 points and his plus minus 15. He's always been a good hockey player, but again, he definitely did step up. And then you got Victor Hedman out of that defense. He had 10 goals, 12 assists, and 22 points. This is great for defense. Where has he been all year? Victor Hedman's a good player. He stepped up huge. You never see a defenseman get 10 goals and 12 assists. This is what a forward does. So Victor Hedman really did help him win the NHL title. And then other players that stepped up big were Anthony Cirelli and Zach Bogosian. Zach Bogosian, for you Sabres fans. Zach Bogosian's a good... He was a solid player, but he's been doing well in Tampa. So yes, they definitely did have the talent to win the NHL title. Well, the Tampa Bay Lightning, it's funny, they almost fired their head coach too. But their head coach has been great. So this Tampa Bay Lightning team is solid. Coming into the bubble, I knew the Stars were going to be in there. I predicted them, and I predicted the Bruins. But the Tampa Bay Lightning, I think, are now going to be the rulers over that. I think they have it all figured out. The puzzles are in place. They have what they want. They should not change anything up to this team. This team is good. Possibly maybe title contenders next year, but it depends if we have a season next year. But still, they are title contenders. This Tampa Bay Lightning team is going to... This Tampa Bay Lightning team is very, very... they have everything put in peace. So the Tampa Bay Lightning they definitely deserved this title. Then on to our final segment, college football, it's back. Most of you probably have heard of the game. Mississippi State beat LSU, and it got me thinking. It got other people thinking too. Was LSU overrated? Was that just because they were good last year? That was just because of how they had Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Joe Burrow, Justin Jefferson, but they had Miles Brennan take over. So far, he has 345 yards, which is first in the nation. 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, QB rating 32.2. I was watching tape on this guy yesterday. He does not like to sling it down the field. He's a very calm, like, he goes with the flow. Like, his personality on the football field is he goes with the flow. He doesn't like to change things up. He just listens to the play call. He doesn't sling it deep at all. Maybe the furthest I've seen him throw is about, like, 30 to 35 yards. But, which is not always a bad thing. It's just that under Ed Ogeron, I think don't get me wrong on this, but he certainly does fit the Ed Ogeron offense. Ed Ogeron, I think, he acts more of a coordinator. I think the reason why they were good last year is because they had that loaded lineup on that defense on the both sides of the ball. So the things that I'm not sure if Miles Brennan's the real answer to this LSU offense. You got to give me a few more games, and I got to decide from there. I'm going to be watching this team more. I'm especially going to be watching this player a lot more. But a positive side to you Tigers fans is you guys got 3 good running backs. Chris Curry, Tyron Pierce, who I saw Miles Brennan in the tape from last year throw it to a lot, and John Ermey Jr. Chris Curry has had 9 handoffs and 47 yards. Tyron Pierce, 11 attempts with 43 yards, and John Ermey Jr. 27 yards with 7 attempts. So you got 3 good running backs there. The star should definitely be Tyron Pierce. This was a solid player last year. He was behind Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He definitely did not get most of the attention, but still. This offense is still good. Don't get me wrong about that. But the thing that needs to help him the most, this offense, overall, it's maybe a B-, but this defense needs to step up. You cannot allow 34 points to Mississippi State. You cannot allow 44 points to a Mississippi State team. I mean, sure, they're good, but I'm not sure if they're completely figured out that offense. I think the defense missing Kalavon Chase on as he got drafted to the Chargers late in the first round. They miss him a lot. The defense is more of like a C+. Last year was definitely like at an A. The offense was at an A+ last year for them. So it's been a big drop off for this LSU team. I'm not sure if they're really overrated quite yet. I'm just gonna put them on their like average right now. I think they're like the average CFB team. So don't get upset right now, LSU fans, about this team. They had the pieces figured out, but the thing I'm most excited about is that they have 3 good running backs that can utilize well. But that's today's podcast. Thanks for tuning in.